Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you would like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff Blummel.
Hey, Jeff, where are you calling from?
From Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Now, this show, for some reason, all these people are calling from states I know of, but from towns I've never heard of. Where's Fort Dodge?
It's in between Barnum and Moreland.
Oh, that helps. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I can picture it.
Right now. You can see it on the map.
I can see it. That's great.
It's about 85 miles northwest of Des Moines.
All right. Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Jeff. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right here will read you three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Sure am.
Here is your first quote.
I tell you, we are here on Earth to fart around, and don't let anybody tell you different.
That was the credo of a writer who left the Earth this week at the age of 84. Who was it?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure.
Pretty well-known writer. Died this week.
I remember hearing this.
Yeah. His other famous phrase was, so it goes, which he wanted us to say after somebody died in one of his books. So it goes.
I have no clue.
It's Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh.
Kurt Vonnegut, remember now? Yeah.
Yep.
The writer who spent his whole professional life being alternately very depressed and very funny about we human beings, stayed that way pretty much till the end. His last novel came out more than a decade ago, but he kept on fuming and mocking and joking. In an essay he published just a year ago, for example, he wrote, quote, I was once asked if I had any ideas for a really scary reality TV show. I have one reality show that would really make your hair stand on end. See Students from Yale. All right, here's your next quote.
We went out and made some snow angels and made some goofy pictures, but I'm bored to death.
That's a man named Dave DeLucci, who was among a group of men who ended up playing in the snow instead of doing what this week?
Paying their taxes.
Don't you wish. No, when I say playing, well, he was playing in the snow instead of playing something else.
Poker?
No. One last hint. He was supposed to be doing it in Cleveland, but he ended up doing it.
Oh, playing baseball.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
One more reason football should be the national pastime. Baseball players are wimps. Or so it seemed when the Cleveland Indians canceled their entire four-game series against the Seattle Mariners because of a few feet of snow. Come on, guys. Imagine how much fun it'll be to slide into second. You'll end up in left field. It'll be great. The weather was so bad, of course, the Indians moved their home opener against the Angels to Milwaukee.
Really saying something.
It really is. Well, Milwaukee, of course, they have a domed stadium. That's why they could play in Milwaukee, you see. Weather was just as bad there. Many fans at Miller Park up there in Milwaukee, they were very surprised to be at a game where neither team was the hometown Brewers, so they swore off beer. But then being from Wisconsin, they changed their minds rather quickly. Very good. Here is your last quote.
The war is over. He is the star of this season. Possibly having exhausted the possibilities of his hair, he is now rocking a mustache and goatee and giving all the 12-year-old girls out there the bedroom eyes. I'm told he also sang. Does it honestly matter?
That was Time Magazine assessing the star power of one Sanjaya Malakar. The latest sensation to come out of what?
American Idol.
Yes! So you get that in Northwest Iowa, apparently, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's all over. I never watch it, but they all complain that he can't sing, but he's still there.
Well, that's the funny thing. I don't watch the show either, and yet I know everything about this guy. It's like ubiquitous. You cannot escape Sanjaya. Forget about war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Where's that? Yeah. The big scandal in this country right now is the continuing success of Mr. Sanjaya Malakar on American Idol. Is he a tone-deaf pretty boy who's stealing Paula Abdul's hair extensions? Or is he a brilliant and savvy entertainer getting the attention he so richly deserves? If the votes are any indication, it is the latter. This week, big news, Sanjaya not only survived, but he actually received a compliment from famous mean judge Simon Cowell for his rendition of Besame Mucho. Said Mr. Cowell, quote, "It wasn't horrible."
It is exactly what you said there before. I don't watch that show, but I probably spend 15 hours a day thinking about Sanjaya. It's like I get to appointments late and they go, "What were you doing?" "I was thinking about Sanjaya." But I've never watched an episode of American Idol in like 3 or 4 years. He's so everywhere. That's
What would Sanjaya do?
Yeah. Carl, how did Jeff do in our quiz?
Jeff had 2 correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win our prize.
Well done, sir. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Done like a Hawkeye. Well done.